Subsection titled, Switching ANT-1, Slant ANT-2, part of Chapter 12, Operator Conveniences, begins on page 48. Now, for the listener, we haven't used the ANT button before. As a reminder, the ANT button is the button that shares the numeral 4 on the keypad. After connecting antenna feed line to the ANT-1 connector and/or ANT-2 connector on the rear panel, select ANT-1 or ANT-2, depending on which antenna is used for transmitting and receiving. Press ANT to select ANT-1 or ANT-2. Point. ANT-1 or ANT-2 appears to show which antenna is selected. And these come up on the readout as ANT, in this case, they're showing a white 2 on a black background above the beginning numbers of the frequencies. The ANT-1 slant ANT-2 setting will automatically be stored in the current band. Each time you select the same band, the same setting will automatically be selected. The frequency range of each band is shown below. We have a chart here, a table. Two columns, left column headed frequency range, parenthesized, megahertz. Right column, frequency range, parenthesized, megahertz. So I see again, dear listener, that that's actually one long chart, put the two sides for the printer's purposes. So I will read this list as frequency range in megahertz from top to bottom. 0.03 through 2.50. 2.50 through 4.10. 4.10 through 7.50. 7.50 through 10.50. 10.50 through 14.50. 14.50 through 18.50. 18.50 through 21.50. 21.50 through 25.50. 25.50 through 30.00. 30.00 through 60.00, parenthesized, TS-570S. Note, connect an external antenna tuner to the ANT-1 connector only. After connecting this tuner correctly and selecting ANT-1, the internal tuner will always be bypassed. This completes the subsection titled Switching Antenna 1 Slant Antenna 2 on page 48.